I'm going to invite our elders to come and prepare to serve us communion, bread, juice, reminders of what it cost, the price that was paid. What it cost Jesus to make us his own. This is for believers. This is for those blood-bought, those that are trusting only and completely in what Jesus did for them on the cross. If that's not you, my question is, why not? Turn to Jesus. Recognize, I'm a sinner. I need rescue. Confess your sins to him. Say, would you rescue me? Would you take me? Would you make me new? His answer to that question is always yes. Call in the name of the Lord and you will be saved. Call in the name right here, right now. Open your heart to him. Allow him to be at work in you. Reflect on what he did for you. Jesus, God from all eternity, enjoying the glory at the right hand of his Father, left his Father's side, became human, was born of a virgin, lived a perfect, sinless life, was falsely accused, was falsely condemned, was executed, not because he had ever done anything wrong, but because the Lord laid on him my sin. It wasn't nails that held him to that cross. It was my sin on him. It was his love for me saying, I will gladly bear the weight of your sin. I will pay the price in full, a price you could never pay off. That's what Jesus did for me, for you. Revel in that gift. Take the gift, receive the gift, enjoy the gift. You can't contribute to a gift. You take it, you open it, you enjoy it. Today, let's enjoy the gift of salvation together as the bride, as the body, as the building of Jesus, housing his glory. We'll serve you bread and juice. If you're a believer, take that, and once we've all been served, we'll take that together as a picture of our unity as the body of Christ. Father, what a gift. You gave us your only Son. Jesus, you gave yourself. To pay our price, to rescue rebels, wandering sheep. You pursued us all the way to the cross. You paid our price in full. You were the Lamb who was slain, and you are worthy of our worship, the glory, the honor, and praise that we can give you. Lord, thank you for pursuing us, for making us one people, one body, one bride, one building, one flock. Help us to reflect the gospel in every way, every day of our lives, not just here as we gather, but as we scatter as your witnesses around the community. May our lives reflect the transformation that, Holy Spirit, you have effected through the new birth in our hearts and our lives. May we put the family name on display as we bear that name around our communities. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did to rescue sinners like me. We look back to the cross, we worship, we say thank you. And we receive a good gift from your hand. His body, broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash this sinner clean. Drink.